steps that one is supposed to follow are meant for one to be object. One is objective to the world. This is how the world is, which includes your own people. In one's perception, this is how the person is. In my perception, this is how my body is. As I know it, the eyelids, I make sure, have no lines, wrinkles, fully stretched. With reference to a sense perception, the sensation of touch, parts of the body touching the seat, legs touch each other if one is cross-legged, feet touch the floor if one is on a chair. Hands on the lap. Fingers touch each other if the fingers are clasping each other. Thumbs touch each other. Lips touch each other. Right eyelids, left eyelids. As I breathe in, I am aware of the ingoing and outgoing breath. How? The sensation of touch. Be aware of the sensation of touch as you breathe, as far as you can be aware. As you breathe out, the same as watching your own breathing, but subtly different. You focus is a sensation of touch. I'm objective to my mind too. This is how the mind is now. Watches the mind is you. The basic first being, the basic person. There is comfort. That's because you are related to the whole. The whole pervades you. The whole is Ishvara. What is this issue? You don't stand opposed to the whole. You let the whole be. You let the whole be. Let Isha be. Ishaya Namah. Let the Lord Ishvara be. Let the whole be. Let the whole be. Unto the whole, my namaskar. Let the whole be. Om. Ishvara, let the whole be. At the physical level, the physical order, that is Ishvara. Pervades you, sustains you, at the biological level, the biological order, that is Ishvara, pervades you, sustains you. Physiological order, that is Ishvara, pervades you in hunger, in thirst, in all physiological functions, in illness, in wellness, pervades you, sustains you. At the psychological level, Ishvara, in the form of psychological order, pervades you. Any emotion is within this order, is in order. Pervades you, sustains you. The order of knowing and will in the order Ishvara pervades you, sustains you in your pursuit of knowledge. Use of will. The order, both psychological, the order of knowing, include memory. Certain things are remembered, can be recollected. Certain things I can't recall, or in memory. Certain things are totally forgotten. Within the order, Therefore, Ishvara pervades me, sustains me. That I have a self-conscious, self-judging ahankar given. What is given is Ishvara. All that is Ishvara. The whole. Let Ishvara be.